Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
Hi, Jada. I'm enjoying my spring break. Oh, yeah.
I'm Fatia. I'm 10 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books. Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things. And that's what we're going to do today. Excited to chat with you both. I've also been thinking a bunch today about Bound by Books because I had a memory come up today on Facebook that was of Fatia's big brother, Fahim, when he was on Bound by Books back in the day. And his last show, or both of our last shows at the Columbia Street Studio. Bound by Books used to record at the Columbia Street Studio up by the railroad tracks, and then moved to the basement area of the First Presbyterian Church. And that was back in, I think, 2018 was what the memory said, about 5 years ago. No, I guess 6 years ago. And now WGXC is moving to Catskill. So that's cool. New studio space in Catskill, which I'm excited to check out. But we record our radio show together on the internet because it's really convenient to do so. I also saw an old co-host of Bound by Books today at the library. Our friend Ingrid came by. Ingrid was sort of in the second wave of Bound by Books, so longtime participant of the show. So it's always fun to run into my old co-hosts around town and my current co-host too. I look forward to running into both of you soon. Anyways, we're going to dive into talking about some books. I would love to hear what Jada wants to share today.
I was looking at some poetry today. Shakespeare. I find it very, it's kind of hard, some of it, but it's also very funny. Shakespeare invented a lot of words common today, like puppy dog. And he wrote a bunch of plays, which is what he's most famous for. And just reading that.
Are you reading the plays or the sonnets or?
The sonnets, the reading the whole plays would be a while, just saying that he wrote some plays.
Do you have a favorite sonnet or one you could share with us?
I could try to share, but then I'd mess it all up, so I'm not
That's okay.
going to.
Oh, well, I'm going to find a sonnet then. Can't talk about Shakespeare's sonnets and not share one.
You don't make me read an entire book when I share.
I definitely wouldn't have you read that, but. Well, tell me then, what do you like about the sonnets or what do you find interesting about them?
I find Shakespeare just amazing because it's one of those things where universally people agree someone is such an amazing writer and then they stick around forever. And so I just find it amazing that people then were like, wow, this dude's cool. And then in every century, people just keep saying, wow, this dude's cool. And now everyone knows about him. I find it really interesting.
Yeah, I liked Shakespeare a lot when I was a young person. I still like Shakespeare, but I don't read Shakespeare very often as an adult. But I've occasionally seen movie adaptations or plays. But I found one of the sonnets that I remember reading when I was a young person, probably mostly when I was a teen. But actually, this one, there was a line from this sonnet that I was in a stage production of The Phantom Tollbooth when I was a kid. And they wanted me to say a line of Shakespeare in the play. And I was like, I don't know how to like memorize this on the spot because the words were too tricky for me as a little kid. But now I recognize the opening lines of this. So this is Sonnet 18. It says, shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date. Sometime too hot the eye of heaven shines, and often is his gold complexion dimmed, and every fair from fair sometimes declines, by chance or nature's changing course untrimmed. But thy eternal summer shall not fade, nor lose possession of that fair thou ousest, nor shall death brag thou wanderest in his shade, when in eternal lines in time thou growest, So long as men can breathe or eyes can see, so long lives this, and this gives life to thee. I think that's one of the more popular openings to a sonnet. The shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. A very famous one.
Whenever I heard that, I'd always think of sweating. Like, are you as sweaty as the summer makes me?
Are you a sweaty mess? A beautiful sweaty mess. There was another one that I really liked as a teen. I don't remember which one it was. Oh yeah. So this one is Sonnet 130. And I was a teenager, I was a freshman in high school when the TV show that lasted one whole season called My So-Called Life came out, and I was obsessed with it, as were my friends. And there was a scene with this poem in it. So I loved this poem my freshman year of high school. My mistress's eyes are nothing like the sun. Coral is far more red than her lips red. If snow be white, why then her breasts are dun. If hairs be wires, black wires grow on her head. I have seen roses damasked, red and white, but no such roses see I in her cheeks. And in some perfumes is there more delight than in the breath that from my mistress reeks. I love to hear her speak, yet well I know that music hath a far more pleasing sound. I grant I never saw a goddess go. My mistress, when she walks, treads on the ground. And yet, by heaven, I think my love as rare as any she belied with false compare. Those are the two main ones that I remember from my youth. I think that one's an interesting one. I'm curious how many he wrote, or at least that we know of, that have been like identified as or credited to him. Let's see. Looks like it's usually referred to as 154. Oh, that was published in one thing. I don't know. Who knows? So many poems, sonnets. Have you read any of his plays, or do you just read the poems?
I read some of his plays, the poems I am just starting to get into.
I didn't read all of the plays, but I read a number of them, and I've seen a number of them too. I haven't seen all of the, there's like a bunch of Henry, like King Henry ones, like Henry the this and that. I haven't read those or seen those. Maybe someday, but probably not. I'd maybe see the play if there was like a production locally, or but they can be pretty fun. I like the dramas and the comedies. There's some Bollywood adaptations as well that are really fun. Got the good soundtrack, the dance moves, the high drama. Oh, thanks for sharing, Jada. Mattia, what did you want to share today?
So I want you to share a book, but I haven't finished it, so I'm gonna be sharing a poem. And the poem's name is Hard Work. Get down in a stance, knees bent and all, and spring off my feet. And then win the tip. For now we have po position of the ball. Drive past the defender and make her trip. The large crowd cheers loud throughout the whole game, and the players themselves must work so hard. Numbers on the score board almost the same. The game's so close. Their top player we guard. The beads of sweat tickle down my red face. Exhausted, yet I cannot take a break. We must make that last shot to win this race. Victory we have reached, for heaven's sake. My team is so glad that we pulled it out. Much hard work was put in without a doubt. And that's the end.
Nice poem, very inspirational. What made you choose that one?
So, you know me, I love poems, so I'm just going down some poems. But like I want to read something about hard work. So I found this one and I loved it.
Yeah, it's a very nice poem. Thank you for sharing that. I look forward to hearing about your book when it's done. I have, I can mention two books. So one book that I read this past weekend that I thought was really fun was a book called The Wolf Suit by Sid Sharp. And I'd say it's sort of a mix between a picture book and a graphic novel. Like it has some elements of a graphic novel, but it feels like a picture book in some ways. But then it also has elements of chapter books because it has chapters. But it's very text light and illustration heavy. And so yeah, it's The Wolf Suit by Sid Sharp. And I just found it really funny and fun. It's about a sheep named Bellwether Rigwelter, which is a great name. And Bellwether Rigwelter, I have to look at the name to remember how to say it, lives in the forest as animals sometimes do, although I guess sheep don't often live in the forest. But he lives in the forest in a little house, and he loves eating blackberries, is like his favorite treat. And luckily, they have those in the forest. Which also, I don't know how often blackberries are in the forest, but again, okay. Who cares? So Bellwether wants to go out into the forest to get some more blackberries so he can have his favorite treat. But he is really scared of predators, especially wolves. He's worried about the wolves out in the forest that will come and get him and eat him if he goes outside. He's so scared. But then one day he comes up with an idea because he's very crafty. So he decides to resolve his problem by creating a wolf costume that he can go out into the world in. And he goes out and he immediately meets some other wolves who want to interact with him because he's also a wolf. And then some things start to go wrong with the wolf suit. And so he's a little worried if he doesn't get to safety, they might find out that he's not really a wolf and they might eat him. So it deals a lot with fear and creativity and pretend. And it's just the dialogue between the characters is really funny. And even the fact that I love the name Bellwether Rigwelter, it's just a really great name. And the artwork's cute. I think it would be a really fun read aloud, but also good to read to yourself. That's The Wolf Suit by Sid Sharp. I also read a book. I've been trying to read a lot of books that are by authors that are coming to the book festival. I read a bunch of different picture books by people coming, but then I also read a graphic novel, and then I recently started a novel, a middle grade novel. So the graphic novel is called Wombats Go Camping by Maddie Frost. So it's a middle grade graphic novel. It has kind of the feel of like a present day like kids animation in terms of the humor and the look of it. Like it's got that sort of edge to it. I don't know. It's fun and goofy and fun. But so it's the story of two wombat friends, and it's the first in a series, so there's more to come from them. And in this one, two wombats decide to go camping. So their names are Albert and Pickles, great names for wombats, and they're best friends, but they're very different. And they also both have a different sense of what it means to go camping. So one of them feels like camping is great outdoors, build a fire, sleep in your tent. And the other definitely has more of a glamping, staying at a fancy cottage in the woods idea of what's going to happen. And so, as Pickles, who is the one who's more into the glamping cottage, fancy cottage in the woods with a jacuzzi, starts to figure out that that's not what is happening, he ends up coming across a baby koala. And the baby koala is all alone. The mother's not in sight. So they're trying to figure out how to get the baby koala to its mother. And luckily, there are some signs that they find on a tree that the baby points to the sign and says, Mama. And they're like, oh, okay, so we have to find this cave creature that the baby says is their mom. So they go on a little adventure, have to deal with some of their fears along the way. They also run into another friend, a platypus friend who's on a stakeout while they're on the adventure. So it's just a fun little adventure story. It's a nice little introduction to these characters who I haven't read the next books in the series, but I assume you'll have more adventures with Albert and Pickles and Platters. Yeah, Platters is the platypus. And it's kind of like a, it's an easy reader-ish style, I would say. Like it's maybe a little younger than some middle grade, but yeah, I think people will find it fun. So that's Wombats Go Camping by Maddie Frost. And it's actually Wombats because it has an exclamation mark. Just saying. Oh, and Maddie Frost is one of the authors coming to the book fest. So the next one that I've started is called Playing Atari with Saddam Hussein. That's by Jennifer Roy, who's coming to the book festival. And she wrote the book with Ali Fadhil. And since I just started reading this, I'm going to read the description. At the start of 1991, 11-year-old Ali Fadhil was consumed by his love for soccer, video games, and American television shows. Then, on January 17th, Iraq's dictator Saddam Hussein went to war with 34 nations led by the United States. Over the next 43 days, Ali and his family survived bombings, food shortages, and constant fear. Ali and his brothers played soccer on the abandoned streets of their Basra neighborhood, wondering when or if their medic father would return from the war front. Cinematic, accessible, and timely, this is the story of one ordinary kid's view of life during war. And so it's based on a true story. So the co-author with Jennifer Roy, it's based on his childhood experiences during the war in Iraq in 1991. And so far, I think it does a really good job of portraying the like complex feelings around war, especially at the start of a war, if you are not in favor of your government, because his family is not fans of Saddam Hussein. So they have some mixed feelings about the war at the start. Obviously, they don't want people they care about to get hurt or for their home area to be destroyed, but they also are not fans of Saddam Hussein and recognize what he's done for their country or to their country and to their people. But I haven't gotten too far into it, so I'm curious to see where it goes. But I think there's also, especially in times of war, there's this idea of like the good guys and the bad guys, and it's not that simple. So I think it's important to have portrayals of people that were considered sort of the either target or collateral damage of a war that the US was a part of and led, and to see that the humanity and their lived experiences. But I'm excited to keep reading this book and I'm going to dive into some more. But yeah, I hope everyone out there listening is going to check out the Hudson Children's Book Festival Saturday, May 4th from 10 to 3 at the Hudson Junior Senior High School. There are many, many authors coming, including Maddie Frost, who wrote the Wombats series, as well as she wrote many other books too. And then Jennifer Roy, who wrote this book that I'm reading now, Playing Atari with Saddam Hussein, and also has written a number of books. But yeah, so many favorites. I love the book festival. And I feel like they keep sneaking in more authors. Like I don't know. I'm like, when is it the final list? Every time I go back, I find another author and I'm like, ooh, they're coming. Cool. But yeah, a fun way to prep for the book fest is to read a lot of books. You can borrow so many books by various authors that are coming by borrowing them at your library. And then that way you can be ready when Book Fest comes to decide what books you want to get, what authors you want to talk to, ask questions. It'll be really fun. And the library will be there on Book Fest day. So we hope to see you there. We're usually in the exhibitors hall, or not the, I don't know if it's called that, the community. There's like a room where there's like community groups have tables. And there's usually different activities, and you can find out information about different groups and different opportunities. Since it's in May, it's right before summer. So often people come to find out what's going on in the summer, figuring out what would be fun to do. Are you all excited for the book festival? Well, I guess, Jada, you're probably not going to be up here yet, right? I know you'll be
I'm
here in the
excited.
summer. You're excited for Tia?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, I love running into you at the book fest too. Hopefully, we'll get a chance to talk with some of the authors on the radio show leading up to the book festival as well. So stay tuned. We'll let you know once we know a schedule for a special show, perhaps. But on that note, I think we should wrap it up for the day. Ooh, sorry, I just came across a picture of another Wombats book. Wombats Go to Wizard's Wharf. That sounds fun. But yes, we're going to wrap it up for today. We hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then.
Happy reading.
प्यार देखो सीना भी टट्टार देखो हाँ राम जी का प्यार देखो सीना भी टट्टार देखो बातें तेज कटार देखो तेवर की तलवार देखो अरे यार देखो पार देखो यार देखो पार देखो दिल से जुड़ो तार देखो अरे बैर से ये बैर कर प्रेम की ये ढाल देखो देखो नजर में अलाव देखो हाँ राम जी के ताव देखो नजर में अलाव देखो खेल कैसे दाव देखो भरते सारे घाव देखो अरे हाव देखो भाव देखो हाव देखो भाव देखो धूप में कर छाव देखो अरे जो भी सुने गाए झूमे छेड़े ऐसी ताल देखो
देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देखो देख